Chairs No Waiting, number 118. Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry. Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's. There's all kinds of things there. If you didn't get something for Christmas or your birthday or whatever time of year you're listening to this, drop by over at Weaver's and find something that's Mayberry, and I know you're going to enjoy it. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Thank you all for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I am really glad to have you with me again for this episode of Two Chairs No Waiting. Wow, we've had a great start of the year here at the podcast, and I hope to continue things. The last episode has been really popular. I hadn't figured out why exactly yet, but I think it may have been because it said Mayberry Party Line is the title. Maybe people thought they were getting into some kind of politics stuff, but I was real clear right up front. No politics, not here in Mayberry. We don't want to get into that. So, folks, I'm glad to have you with us. We're going to be doing some feedback from you guys that have called in or written in. We're going to be doing that today and just enjoying ourselves and having a little bit of fun. But now, last week, we were talking about the Mayberry Party Line, and there was something I meant to do, and I didn't. So here's what we're going to do. Start of the podcast here, I'm going to give you a trivia question. And at the end of it, I'll give you the answer. I would make you wait until next week, but, you know, that would drive me crazy. So I'm not going to do that. Last week, the episode was about the Mayberry Party Line, Man in a Hurry. On that episode, the man in a hurry had gone to the Wally's and was trying to get Gomer to get somebody else to fix his car. Well, he didn't get anybody, and he decided he was going to steal his car. So what was Goober's home phone number? Because in that episode, he actually said it. Goober got up there and said what the home phone number was, or Goober's phone number. So if you guys remember that, and hopefully I'm right on this, and somebody, Paul Mulick or one of you trivial experts, are going to tell me I was wrong. But I listened to it, and I wrote it down, so I hope I got this right. So there's a couple of guys in the chat room, if they know, they can go ahead and tell me, but I'll let you know at the end of the show. Anyway, so hang on through that. Now, enough of me. Let's get into a nice little message I got, and then I'll read you an email that went along with it. So I got this nice message on my voicemail. I hope you guys like it too.
To the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast from the Laura Lee Hobbs chapter of the Andy Griffin Show Rerun Watchers Club in Westminster, South Carolina.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Laura Lee Hobbs. Well, that was Tom Rusk and his folks at the Laura Lee Hobbs chapter. And Tom, thanks for calling in and getting the whole chapter involved in that. And Tom has sent an email along with that. And he said, the Laura Lee Hobbs chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nutters Club, which is Two Chairs No Waiting, a Happy New Year. The Laura Lee Hobbs chapter has officially reorganized and had its first meeting Sunday, January the 2nd of 2011 at the home of Tom and Kathy Rusk in West Union, South Carolina. So if you're in that area, try to get in contact with Tom, and I can help you do that. So contact me at floyd@mayberry.com, and I can help you. 15 folks were in attendance, and we say welcome to one and all. So those of you who couldn't make it, we missed you and we look forward to hooking up with you sometime in the future. So if you're in that area, definitely. Now, the reason I'm going to read this, part of the reason is because Tom's nice enough to send it to me. But just to give you an idea of what you could do as a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nortures Club. So what they did, it says here, after touring the Rusk Mayberry Room, the gang watched A Christmas Story episode from December 19th, 1960. We also viewed Alan Newsom's annual Christmas card, which hopefully some of you guys have been able to see, and listened to a cute Mayberry Christmas poem by a fellow in Macon, Georgia. He was on the podcast as well earlier. Alan is a webmaster for Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board and hosts Two Chairs No Waiting. You guys already know this part, so we'll skip that. He said, we did call Alan, left a New Year's greeting, which you just heard, and you just heard it.
To the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast from the Laura Lee Hobbs chapter of the Andy Griffin Show Rerun Watchers Club in Westminster, South Carolina.
So there's the whole chapter. It's like Chris Butts, a charter member of the Laura Lee Hobbs chapter, shared how he came up with the name for the chapter, and he has the original certificate, the chapter certificate. Several members indicated that they have an interest in obtaining a copy of it. So there's something you could do for your chapters at your meetings. Give out a copy of your charter. They munched on delicious Aunt Bee's brownies with pecans. That's the way I would say it, pecans. Courtesy of Kathy. And talked about the annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. This year's event is slated for September 23rd through the 26th. And we'll have a link on the show notes page to make sure that you know about Mayberry Days. Mayberry Days is a great event. And you can go to MayberryDays.org to find out all kinds of information about this coming Mayberry Days and information about last year's Mayberry Days as well. I believe it's probably got past events also in that area. Anyway, so Tom's chapter talked about that. They also went on to discuss the Mayberry Cruise. The Cruise to Mayberry is going to be sponsored by All About Cruises. And this year they're going on the Royal Caribbean's Jewel of the Seas. It's a 5-day Western Caribbean cruise in November the 12th through the 17th of 2001. So if you guys didn't know about that, 2011, I'm being corrected, 2011. And if you guys haven't had a chance to check that out, there's information. If you go to Mayberry.com to the calendar, there's information there that should take you to information about the cruise. So I definitely want you to do that. And the inside stateroom starts at $569.74. So that's per person. And it's leaving out of Tampa, Florida. So, folks, if you enjoy cruises, those are great fun. And we've talked about those in the past. You can go back and listen to some of the past podcasts to see some information about what happened on previous cruises. But you're definitely invited. So anyway, they went through that information, and Wendell was one of the lucky recipients of a door prize of a Pink Floyd T-shirt. I'd like to have had that. It said a guy, Chuck, he won another prize, which is a copy of Joey Fan's book, Finding the Way Back to Mayberry. That is great. And Joey's book was the basis for the Bible study of the same name. And they also went over, Tom did, events planned for this coming in Walhalla. I hope I said that right. South Carolina. It's Mayberry Comes to Walhalla. It's set for April 16th through the 15th through the 16th of 2011. So if you guys, that's another event you might be interested in if you're in the area. So anyway, well, I want to thank Tom and his chapter for giving us a call. Now, I've been talking enough and mumbling my way through here. So I got another phone call, voice message, which I'd love to hear from you this way. Is you could call me at 888-684-8415 and leave voicemail just like this one.
Hey, Alan, it's Paul Mulick in Joplin, Missouri. I got a little bit behind on the podcast, so I've just listened to the last several weeks' worth all at once. And I had a comment, the one about the giraffes being struck by lightning. My daughter and I watch a lot of nature shows on TV because she's a real animal lover, and we were watching one. It was probably on Animal Planet or maybe the Discovery Channel. This was when she was about maybe 6 years old, and we were watching the show about these wild dogs that hunted in the desert. I don't think they were dingo dogs because this was in Africa, and we all know the dingo dog is indigenous to Australia. But anyway, as the dogs were hunting, a thunderstorm started up, and my daughter got worried, and she said, "Oh, Daddy, are those dogs going to get hit by lightning?" And I said, "Oh, you don't have to worry about that. A dog can't get struck by lightning. You see, he's too close to the ground." Now, if there was giraffes out there, and then at this point, she stopped me and said, yeah, I know. If there was giraffes, they'd have been hit by now. Anyway, I just thought that was a funny story. I shared it on the email digest a while back, but I thought I'd call in with that because there's probably a lot of folks listening to the podcast that don't get the emails, or maybe vice versa. Anyway, keep up the great job. Love those podcasts. 10-4, over and under. Bye.
Oh, so see, Mayberry is everywhere, everywhere. So if those dogs are low to the ground, they're not going to get hit by lightning. That's great. Paul, thank you for calling in. Paul Mulick, I have a Mayberry squad car, a 1963 Mayberry squad car, and Paul Mulick was the fella that sold it to me. So I want to thank Paul for calling in, and he's a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, which we had a person join just yesterday that said that they had heard about the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter by listening to the podcast. They had heard it here. So I want to thank you for joining, and I want to invite anybody out there that hadn't become a part of that to join the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, and you'll get a daily email of some kind of Mayberry something. I mean, there's always something in there. We just passed our 5,000th issue of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, which is the daily email. We just passed that on January the 3rd, 2011. So I want to just encourage you guys to be a part of that. It's a lot of fun. All right, next feedback message we got is from Idell Bushy. That's how she signed it. It says, "Hail to thee," from Idell. She goes on and she says, "I had a funny moment this week at work. We have a little ceramic Christmas tree in my office on top of a filing cabinet. When you walk by and hit the button, it plays one of three mini holiday songs. One of them is O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree." Yeah, I guess the name is O Tannenbaum. Anyway, she said, "When my boss walks by, he usually hits the button and it will play one of the songs. Well, the other day, I was filing and I heard it start playing and I started singing along with the song on autopilot. You know, wasn't even thinking about it. And what she started singing was, 'Oh, hell to thee, Miss Mayberry. Oh, hell to thee, all hell.'"
"Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry. Hail to thee, all hail. Your loveliness, your majesty, brings joy to every male. All hail, all hail, all hail, all hail, all hail, all hail, all..." You like it? It'll get them right here.
So she said that when she heard the music start playing, she started singing along on autopilot, singing, "Oh, hail to thee, oh, hail to thee, oh, hail to thee, oh, hail." Isn't that great? She said, she laughs, or says, "Ha ha, I didn't even realize what I was doing until I had finished the song." "The Andy Griffith Show is appropriate for all occasions in my book," is what she said. So, and she signed it, Idell. So, Idell, thank you so much for writing that. That is a great story. And, I might have done the same thing, because, "Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry. Oh, hail to thee, oh, hail." So, anyway, thanks for writing in. That is great. So, we got one more. And this one is from somebody you might know, or might have at least maybe you've met at a Mayberry event, I hope. But the lady who wrote in's name is Tammy Sullivan. Well, Tammy Sullivan is the mother of Jamie Sullivan. Jamie Sullivan played Opie as a tribute artist with David Browning and myself, doing Barney and Floyd, respectively, and all the other tribute artists. But Jamie was Opie for, 10 years or something, 11, 12, long time, longer than that, long time. He was Opie, but he finally had to give it up last year when he graduated high school and went off to college. So now he's going to be Richie Cunningham or something. We're not sure. But if you didn't hear it, there is the podcast episode number 15. Podcast episode number 15. If you go and look at the episode listing at twochairsnowaiting.com, on the right hand side, you'll see episode listing, a link there. You can go straight to his episode, which is episode number 15, Jamie Opie Sullivan. Anyway, so what she wrote in to tell about was that she says, "Look at who they used to compare a player looking like, and you'll recognize him. It's too funny." So I went to this link that she had provided, and it was from back in August of 2008. But on that link, there's a player on a soccer team, I believe. It's not actually, it's Manchester United, a soccer team, who is evidently compared to looking like Opie Taylor. And there is a picture of the player. His name is Paul Scholes. I believe I'm saying that right. And Opie Taylor. The Opie Taylor picture they used is Jamie Sullivan when he was a little boy. It's not really Ron Howard. So so this website, and we'll have a link on the show notes if you want to go and see this. They were comparing players of what they look alike. They said that Paul Scholes looked like Opie Taylor, and they used the picture of Jamie Sullivan on that picture. So proud mama, Jamie's mom, Tammy, wrote in and told everybody about that. And it was a great, that's very nice. So thanks for letting us know about that as well. Folks, if you've got some Mayberry things happening around you like that, things in your life that you run into, whether you're singing "Oh Christmas Tree" and break into "Hail to Thee, Miss Mayberry," or if you see some Mayberry lookalike listed as being the real thing and somebody being compared to, let me know. I'd love to see those kind of things and share it with everybody out here listening, with your other friends and fans of the Andy Griffith Show. So, folks, I want to thank you for taking your valuable time and spending it with me here in Mayberry. And I never take you for granted. I enjoy being able to take this time to be able to speak with you and realize that people that go back and listen to all the podcasts I've done since we started, the 118 now with this episode, that's 1.2 days worth of listening time. So if you've spent that much time with me, I definitely consider you a friend, because if you can put up with me that long, you know, that's pretty good. So I want to thank you for taking time to listen, and we'll keep trying to bring you fun things that are related to the Andy Griffith Show and have just a little bit of fun every week here on the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. And I would love to hear from you, like we heard from Paul Mulick and these others that called in. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can also send me an email at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can go to our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there. And you can also just go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/twochairs. Any of those ways, leave me messages. I'd love to hear from you. Now, before we get out of here, I know you thought I was forgetting. I believe Goober's, somebody's calling to make sure I got this right, but Goober's home phone number was 371J. 371J. Because they wanted to call Goober, and he said it won't do you any good, though, because he's not home. So Goober's phone number was 371J. Oh, see, you learn something every week. Every week. Folks, thanks for visiting with me here, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.